Dave Richardson is from Rail Future. Good morning to you, Dave. Thank you for coming on this morning. I mean, this Beeching report of 60 years ago, it seems mad. It's easy with the benefit of hindsight, but what were they thinking?
Well, I think we have to realise that it was very different back in the 1960s. The first motorways had just opened. Everybody was starting to get a private car because before the 1960s, the number of families with a car was actually quite small. So, really, it was a really different type of thinking then. The future was the road, the future was a car, and the railways, many of them were making huge losses, I'm afraid, so some closures were inevitable.
Yeah, it's the reality. A lot of these lines, I suppose, had maybe one or two passengers a day, if that, and were expensive to run. But are the lines all pretty much gone now? Most of the stations have been converted into homes, I suspect.
Oh, yes. I mean, when a line closes, if it's not used at all, then the stations will quickly be sold off to private housing, the platforms will be removed, the infrastructure will disappear. Sometimes it's very difficult to even see anything that indicates a station used to be there. But the situation is very different when the line remained open for goods trains, freight trains. And this is often the case. Goods trains carried on, for example, on the Whitney route until, I think, 1970, whereas the passenger service finished in 1962. So really, when there's an existing railway, it's much easier to restore a passenger service.
So 60 years ago this week, but let's look to the future. And Oxfordshire bucking a trend, I've been saying all morning. And we keep talking about this Cowley line possibly coming back sometime soon in East-West Rail. What's going on at the moment?
Well, Oxford, in our estimation, is leading the way with three new rail routes in a decade, if they come to fruition within the timescale planned. And we can't think of anywhere in the country with as many new routes as that. Because we had the Marylebone line opening in 2016 into Oxford Station itself. Oxford Parkway was opened the previous year. Now, that line was made possible by what we call on the railway terms a cord, a connection between two railway lines up Bicester, which had never been connected before in the whole of history. So just by building that little bit of line, a few hundred yards, it suddenly made possible the idea of travelling from Oxford down to Marylebone, not only as an alternative way of getting to London, but to get to places like High Wycombe, Prince's Risborough, even the new station at Hatherm and Tame Parkway, which opened, I think, sometime 20-odd years ago. So this was a little stretch of railway that suddenly made a huge difference. Now, with Cowley Branch, that's already in use for freight trains. They take cars from the mini factory for export. So it's not a huge task to actually restore that railway for passenger use. You've got to build stations, you've got to signal it, you've got to make it secure from trespassers more than it is at the moment. So all this needs to be done.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you, Dave Richardson from Rail Future.